on 105 FM and around the world online. This is FM 105.
Thank you to the three members, Philip, Sam and Curtis from the Northern Ireland Paranormal Society for joining us on tonight's programme. If you'd like any more information about the society, well, go to the Facebook of the same name, have a look at that, like it, and you can chat to them direct. There's lots of other contact details there. A number of weeks ago, I was looking for some spooky stories about the area. Any ghost stories? Anybody know any? Because the older generation have gone now, and they seem to be the people that were passing those down to us and scaring the wits out of us, of course. One story that has raised its head in the last couple of weeks in relation to ghosts. The Headless Horseman of Killalea. Yeah, the Coach's Turn. Someone had written about that on Facebook. You know the Broadmeadows area of that area towards Shrigley? Well, if you're walking along that road at Halloween, you might just spot the Headless Horseman driving a coach along the road. And that story had been passed down a couple of generations, and lots of people authenticated that, that they had heard that when they were young. And thank you to Kevin Fagan, Sharon Bridges, Margaret Longmuir and Patricia Jack, who are all discussing that online. It was very interesting to read that, and I think Margaret had made a comment that each time she went down past that area in the dark, she was scared witless. And now it's time to go to the top of High Street in Killalea. In through the castle gates, and we're going to speak to Gawn Rowan Hamilton. And now I am standing in the confinements of Killalea Castle, socially distancing with Gawn Rowan Hamilton. Gawn, you have a story to tell about the ghost of Killalea Castle?
Yes, the ghost of Killalea Castle, otherwise known, I think, as the Blue Lady. She was the wife of the second Earl of Clanbrassil, and she, by reputation, poisoned her husband in her attempts to inherit the Hamilton properties, which she was largely unsuccessful about. But the mother of the second Earl wrote to her son saying, "The day you sign your new will be the day you're signing your own death warrant." She actually predicted he would die within 40 days. I think it was 42 days later he was found dead, poisoned in his bed, two floors above your head. And he was found there, and he had been poisoned by his wife, Lady Alice Moore, who immediately fled to her brother south of the modern border and claimed all the Hamilton properties as her own.
The story became complicated at that point, Gawn.
Yes, it did. Her brother claimed all the Hamilton properties. Of course, women at the time weren't legally capable of holding properties, so her brother took up the claim against the descendants of the first Hamilton here at Killalea, and it went into court for over 60 years, this argument. But ultimately, an early draft of the will was found in the safe room here in the castle, and they used that early draft to prove the entail, and the judges decided that the Hamilton descendants should inherit the Hamilton properties held by the original James Hamilton. Luckily, I'm descended from one of them, so that's why I've ended up living here over 400 years later.
The story goes over the years about the Blue Lady, and I'm just looking over to my left-hand side here, and there is a beautiful portrait of a Blue Lady. That's her, isn't it?
That's not her, actually. I think Lady Alice has become known as the Blue Lady because of this portrait. It is the first portrait you see when you come into the castle, and it's magnificent. It's a woman who's over 6 foot tall in a long blue dress, and I think that's why the ghost has become known as the Blue Lady, because people, I think, assume quite naturally that this could be the ghost.
There were other stories, Gawn, of a lady in a previous generation when the castle came under attack. And I think that some of the older broadcasting companies had put out a story from some of your ancestors that perhaps she was haunting the corridors of Killalea Castle.
Well, I don't know. The castle was attacked by Cromwell's forces after the English Civil War. The incumbent at the time was the first Countess Clanbrassil. She stayed in the castle after notice had been given by Colonel Monk's forces. She lasted 3 days, because on the third day, the English soldiers opened up with their cannon and they destroyed the original gatehouse. They immediately went to the front door, the white flag was run up, and the first countess came to the door and asked if she could help them. And they said, well, where's your husband? And she replied that he'd disappeared 3 days ago to join forces in Belfast. So she had been left by herself with her family to defend the castle. But ultimately, the castle was never attacked, per se. Yes, the original courtyard, gatehouse was blown up, but that was the threat to start with. The castle itself wasn't attacked directly.
The ghost itself, when's it next due to make an appearance?
Well, one doesn't know with ghosts. They rarely keep diaries. But, you know, sometimes I can imagine the ghost creeping through the corridors. This house is spooky enough, and it doesn't take many creaks to cause your imagination to run riot.
Gaunt, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much to Gaunt for his tale of the ghost of Killyleagh Castle. Thank you to Philip, Sam and Curris from Northern Ireland Paranormal Society for joining us in tonight's programme as well. I'll be back next week with a few more spooky tales, just before Guy Fawkes Night. Yeah, we speak to John and Emma Tanner from Wiltshire about their paranormal electronics company over in Wiltshire. It's a ghost hunting equipment store, believe it or not. Yeah, they're going to tell us all about that and a few tales from that side of life. We'll also be speaking next week to Killyleagh's Leo Casement. He's an artist and he's telling us all about his up-and-coming art exhibition in the Hanslone Centre in Killyleagh, which will start at the beginning of December. If you'd like to get in touch, go to the Today in Killyleagh Facebook page. You can like it and send me a message. You can also leave a message on the FM 105 Down Community Radio Facebook page or email me personally at diggerarticle, diggerarticle at outlook.com. I would love to hear from you. Any requests, dedications, records, tunes, whatever you want to call them, I'll play them. I'm Chris Scott. Thank you so much for lending me your ears. Stay safe and look after each other and keep washing those hands, of course. So until we meet again, I'm leaving you this one, Meatloaf and Bat Out of Hell. So happy Halloween, irrespective of how restrictive things are. Still keep ducking for those apples. Good night.